And in the studio now I have Chantal McQuirk from Clonshock, who is fundraising for an autism service dog for two of her children, and Aisling Carroll and her dog Ella. So good afternoon, girls.
Hiya, Jan.
How are things?
Good.
Okay, Chantal, do you want to tell us about this this fundraising and how important it is?
Yeah, I have two kids that I'm fundraising for, and we're trying to get €5,000, half of the cost of the dog. It cost €10,000 to train these autism service dogs. So we're trying to get €5,000 for the charity.
So the dog costs $10,000.
$10,000, that's right, John. Yeah.
As we were saying off air, I spoke to people about guide dogs before. So it does take a huge amount of money to train them.
It does, yeah.
But they're of great benefit.
Well, I have Ella since November 2012. I received her from my canine companion, the charity, as a pup. They are actually the first charity to implement the puppy training program in Ireland. So the way it works is I received her in November 2012, and we puppy walked her essentially from then until September 2013, and that's when she went back down to Cork to receive intensive training to become a fully qualified service dog. But in the meantime then, every month we had to go to puppy training classes for obedience and stuff, and ongoing support from Cleena, the director and trainer. So usually the pups would go back down to Cork between the ages of 18 months and 2 years old, and the training then can take anything from 3 to 6 months. So when we got her back in December 2013, so she's qualified about a year and a half, and the difference to my family's life has been just, I can't even quantify, because kind of when you have a child with autism, I have three young boys, and you do essentially become housebound sometimes, because children with autism can become runners, and there's a safety aspect to it. So for me and my family, she gives a lifeline. I can go to parks, I can do normal things that, you know, every other family can do now, because I have Ella with me, and she can essentially just keep them safe. And also if they have a meltdown in public, you know, it goes from, you know, people looking and staring to seeing the dog attached to the child, and you get a smile, or you get people that kind of, they don't judge. For that aspect of it, she's changed our lives.
And just to let the listeners know, Ella is sitting there in the, between the two of you.
She's very good,
she's beautiful, and there's not a move or a bark out or whatever. She's great.
So from my point of view, to, you know, the charity has changed her life, and the charity is totally, it's not government funded, so every penny that is fundraised goes straight to the charity and to Cleena O'Rourke and the trainers who provide these skilled service dogs to families like myself, and I'll be forever grateful. So it is important that the fundraising is continued, and just I've fundraised for my dog, but I just wouldn't stop, because I know that there's so many families around Ireland that need these dogs, and it's a shame that people have to fundraise, but it is essential. And you know, I feel proud that I can help other families like Chantal to get a pup for their family, because I know it will change their lives.
Yeah. And we're hoping as well, like, for Jessica, she doesn't go out on her own. And she's 18 years old, Dylan is 13. But Jessica doesn't go out even across to the shop on her own. So we're hoping, and our hope is, and we're very hopeful, that it'll actually give Jessica independence, you know, to be able to go across to the shop on her own. She suffers very high levels of anxiety, which an awful lot of kids with autism do. And that's our hope anyway. And for Dylan, he would have meltdowns, and it should have a calming effect on Dylan.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that right, Ash?
Yeah, that's most of our dogs are they're either golden doodles or labradoodles, so they're big curly dogs. So you know, a lot of the times if a child wants to relax, the dogs would have a calming effect by just
rubbing it yourself, like, yeah, it would, yeah, kind of give you a calming effect, like, so for these kids, you know. And it's a safety as well with Dylan has a tendency to not look, even if he is 13, but he just runs across the road. So I mean, our hope is the dog would be a safety as well, you know, he doesn't see danger.
And you've applied for a dog.
We applied in January for our dog. And Jessica's school, Mercy College Coolock, have really helped us. They have fundraisers, and the staff and the pupils have been actually fantastic. And Jessica's primary school, St. Jude of God's in Artain, have also done a coffee morning and raised money as well. And St. David's, one of my other son who is 8, he goes to St. David's primary school in Artain, and they're actually holding a coffee morning Friday the 26th of June, and the funds will go to Jessica and Dylan's dog too. So I'd like to just thank all them, everybody that's helped so far.
So have you any idea how much you've raised? Or
probably about 2,000 so far. We did a jog for a dog as well. It was an event run by my canine companion. I think it was the first big event, wasn't it, Ash?
That Mike Hay companion, yeah. Run in
April, yeah, in Castletown House in Kildare. Yeah. So we raised money from that too. So, and you know,
it's still another tree.
It's still an awful lot, a long way to go. Like, so,
is there going to be more fundraisers?
Well, just the coffee morning now so far.
It's the only planned one.
So we have to start thinking of more fundraisers to do, like, so. But we go out now and we do book of collections, and we were in Stillorgan shopping centre last week. Martin, my husband, and three of the boys went out to the shopping centre, and we're doing a book of collection and a promotion down in Artain Castle as well. It was Health Week run by Northside Partnership, yeah, and we were down there doing a, you know, making awareness for the charity, because it is very important, awareness as well for the charity. And I mean, if there's other people out there that are in the same position that I'm in, I mean, and they're interested in, you know, they should actually get in contact with the charity. If they think a dog would help, maybe they'd be in the same position as us, you know.
Okay, and if there's anybody out there listening and they would like to make a donation, is there a site or a what way?
There is, yeah. Yeah,
there's, we have a text number, so you just text MCC to 50300. And that would donate €4 to help the train the service dogs. So it's a text capital MCC to 50300.
And that's a donation of four.
That's €4, yeah. That goes straight into the charity.
Okay, and any more fundraisers coming up? Just let us know.
We have a big fundraiser now on Saturday. It's a cycle that's going on from Artain to Blarney. The Clontarf Cycle Club are doing it, and they're going to cycle 275 kilometres in one day. So that's on this Saturday. So if you see anyone out and about, give them an old shout and
cheer them on.
They'll be going on. I think there'll be people collecting money along their interests.
They were in the credit unions there last Friday, Thursday and Saturday. Yeah,
yeah, the Members First and the Coolock Credit Union
actually
were actually
them, yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave them a few bob.
People are actually very generous when you're out doing the promotions, and they are very generous, you know.
Oh, the Irish people have always been generous as regards good causes like that. And it's a very, very good
cause. It is a very, very good cause, yeah. But it can change somebody's life, a family's life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Aisling has said, it's changed your family's life.
Yeah.
And I'm just reading here about the gains for people get from these dogs. Like independence, that's a huge one.
Yeah, especially for, you know, any child, it's great. But Jessica's 18 now. And some of the kids are quite young, aren't they, Aisling, in the charity?
Yes, yeah. Well, my boys are 4, 6 and 8. But even like my guys would have, my youngest who is attached to Ella, he would gain independence because he's attached to her.
Yeah.
with a harness, and but his hands are free and he feels he's free, he's not holding my hand, so he would have an element of independence by walking ahead with Ella. And then also you know, people do come up and ask about the dog, and you know, can
social
develop
skills.
Their social skills, because you know, they don't mind, they get used to people coming into the personal space, and you know, they get used to people asking about the dog, and
so they're not having a conversation with them, they're really talking about the dogs, they'd be more willing to answer, would they?
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's bringing them out of the shoes
as
well.
Exactly, yeah.
It is, it's fantastic, and it's very, very important. And like it mentioned here as well, public transport, the dog helping the children onto the public transport, on and off public transport.
Yeah, well, I would use Ella now a lot, like going on the train and stuff, just as I said, the safety aspect of it, and getting all of us onto the train, and you know, just days out, and
we can't go, you see, that's another thing. Jessica doesn't go on public transport with her anxiety levels, crowds, shopping centres, and her anxiety levels would go up. So I mean, that's the hope as well, that we'd be able to get public transport, go off on even for a day down to Bray, or you know, in the summer. Please God, yeah.
Most families would
take for granted,
And are Jessica and Dylan involved in any centres like this?
They're involved with Ripples. It's a dyspraxia support group, and they cater for kids with dyspraxia and ADHD and Asperger's. And they're smaller groups, which would suit children much better when they're in smaller groups. And they're involved in the swimming. They do swimming, and Dylan does the karate. And that's really actually improved Dylan too with his motor skills in the karate, you know. So that's the group they're involved in. And they were involved in the Olympics, the Special Olympics in the bowling. They have left that now, So they have left that now, and they've joined swimming, and Dylan's in cry. But that's the only thing now Jessica's in, is the swimming. And that's a very calming as well for children with autism, you know.
And I know parents of children and people with special needs, it's 24-hour day.
It is, it's hard work between appointments and everything else it is.
Do you get any respite at all, Chantal?
I don't, no. No.
I don't.
No. No. Nothing at all, no.
Oh, it's very
The services, they are very hard. Now, we're lucky. We're Dylan's with the Matter Cams the last, since he was 3.5. And he's been very lucky, actually. He's still getting the service, you know. So he's been getting the speech therapy, occupational therapy. So he's after coming a long way. Jessica wasn't so lucky. She wasn't caught till she was 11. She wasn't diagnosed. So she didn't really get any services, only since she was diagnosed at 11, like, so.
Yeah,
it's been tougher on her, really, like, you know, socially and, and friends. That's another thing, that the dog, some of these kids, the dog might be their only friend.
Yeah.
You know, so.
True.
So, and it takes about a year, does it, to train a dog, or more?
Well, as I said, the puppy program that my canine companion have, like, you get the pup about anything up to about 12 weeks, and then you would go to monthly training classes throughout the year, and then from any time from about 18 months on, the dog then would go down for training, intensive training. So about 2 years it can
take. 2 years.
But I mean, like, if you were to go on a list for a fully trained dog, the lists are sometimes 3 years long, and
that's right.
Other charities, their lists are actually closed.
Yeah, I rang up a few charities, and it was one charity was, I can't even remember the name, it was 6 years the wait. And then because of Jessica's age, there's an age cut off as well in other charities. And this is the good thing about this charity, there is no age, it's children and young adults. Cliona doesn't believe.
Cliona O'Rourke, actually, she brought the autism service dog program to Ireland, and trained the first autism service dog. But she thought there was a need for service dogs beyond the age of 10.
Yeah.
And that's why she set up My Canine Companion to, you know, give dogs to older kids, because the other charities that do provide these dogs, there is a cut off at the age of 10, which doesn't make sense,
doesn't
because
make sense.
If the waiting lists are so long. Yep. And, you know, and if a child isn't diagnosed till 5, 6, 7, yeah, then, you know.
No, that's
yeah.
Yeah. So what, this charity, My Canine Companion.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, and you can also find us on our webpage, mycaninecompanion.ie.
Okay, and text MCC to 50300.
Yeah, and also, you know, you can also support us by organising your own fundraising event for our charity. You know, coffee morning, a jersey day in school, no uniform day, anything would help, and we would very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
So do you lobby people, or just go around schools and ask them to do things? Or do you
Jessica's school now, I have to say, they actually came to me, Mersey College in Coolock.
They're a great school, I know it well.
Absolutely fantastic. And Jessica has finished school now. She's left. She had our last day yesterday, so handed us a check at our graduation. I was absolutely very emotional. Yeah. And they really helped us out. But they came to us and said they would really like to help, you know. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And her primary school as well did a coffee morning, as I said. And then there's another one. And then James's school, my son's school, in September, the principal said he would do a jersey day. Or a non-uniform day in St. David's in Artane, the secondary school. And in September, they will be doing a non-uniform day for us, so which will raise more funds, which is fantastic.
Okay, well, as I said, if there's anything coming up or anything like, let us know here in Near FM and we'll publicise
it. We will do. Thanks very much, John.
Community notice that we put out. And it'll be read out on different shows. So
that's brilliant, John, yeah.
I have my email number.
Thanks very much.
So, is there any contact numbers, details you want to give out? I know the text MCC to 5300.
Yeah, just as I said, you can find us on Facebook, My Canine Companion, and you can get through to us there.
I have an email address too. It's mcquirkchantal@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to do a fundraiser for Jessica and Dylan's dog.
Okay, well, I hope there's people out there listening now and decide to help this great cause. And I just want to mention again that the cost of training these dogs...
10,000.
You know, an awful lot of money,
Like people might be put off and say, but 10,000, but have you said the amount of training that goes into these dogs and the time, 2 years.
Yeah.
And these clean and the team work like hail, rain or snow. They're out training the dogs, you know. Hail, rain or snow, they have the dogs down there, don't they, Ash? Training them all the time, you know. And they need the funding to provide, to give to families, be able to give to the families. Like, they need the funding. Like, I think is it 20 dogs a year, Ash, maybe they provide, and they need the funds to be able to keep doing that. Yeah. So they do need, fundraising done, you know.
And as you say, like, it's so, so important for independence, confidence,
Safety is a huge one as well, yeah. It's like it's a life, really, and a friend as well, really, for some of the kids.
And also as well, like, the dog can, you know, be a friend to the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Because when they're at home and not working, they are just a family
it's
pet.
It's the whole family, yeah.
It does give a boost to the whole family.
That's what we're looking to, easier days out, you know, because some days... you know, family days out can be quite hard with meltdowns and
just don't bother.
Anxiety. No, you don't. You'd rather just stay at home.
Just become housebound, which is sad in itself, you know.
That is, it's terrible, and these dogs are so, so important. So listen, Chantal, I wish you all the success.
Thank you very much, John, and thank you for having us in.
I know, you're more than welcome, and hopefully somebody out there will donate, and I'll read out these numbers again at the end of the show. And Aisling, thank you for the great work you're doing.
Fantastic,
listen, thank you both very much for coming in, and as I said, if there's anything else we could do for you,
that's brilliant. Thanks, John.